And if you frequent Norwalk, I hope that you've been able to stop by the Norwalk Arts Space. Joining us now is the executive director there. Divya Montoya is back. Always good to have you here. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me again.
You guys had some kind of big event last night. What was going on?
Yeah, we had the Norwalk Citywide Student Art Show, which is a phenomenal event every year. It's our fourth one. Where we team up in partnership with the Norwalk Public Schools, and we showcase artwork from every school in the public school system. So 22 schools are represented in our main gallery, and we probably had about 400 people come through our doors last night.
Wow.
It was phenomenal. We had a young violinist do a solo in front of all these people. She did phenomenally, but it was nerve-wracking, you know?
Because it
was like a rush job, too.
That's amazing.
But it was really exciting. I couldn't sleep last night because I'm always, you know, thinking about the conversations and how special...
It means a lot.
It means a lot.
I mean, I think that's what I was drawn most to you when I first met you, DVM, was that you are, this is more than like a passion project for you, but it's your heart. And for people who are not familiar, what is the Norwalk Art Space?
Yeah, the Art Space is a organization started in 2021 where we give free studio spaces to emerging artists. So we have four studios that are given away. In return, they're asked to teach free art education to the students of Norwalk.
Such a win-win, especially with like art programs being cut in schools. And also, there's such a focus. You and I talk about this a lot. There's such a focus on sports, which is perfectly fine. But there are a lot of creative brains out there and not as many outlets for people.
Well, and, you know, our founder, you know, lived in Westport, saw sort of the benefit of being in Westport for her kids and how much access they have to sports, you know, arts and engineering. You know, you go to Staples High School, they have everything that they could choose to be engaged.
So why can't all kids have that?
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. So that's where she decided to really give to the city of Norwalk this gift of the Norwalk Art Space, and with this idea of helping the emerging artists and then helping our youth have a creative outlet.
Yeah, it's such a win-win. And so, you know, how often do you have new artists who are using the space? You know, how I would think that's pretty competitive to get that.
It is. Actually, our new residents are moving in May 30th. So, and our old ones are moving out this week, which is always bittersweet.
Right?
but it's always an amazing year. But to see the new artists come in and excel throughout the year is always exciting, too. So they start moving in May 30th. Classes will be announced on June 6th for kids. And classes for summer program will start on June 30th.
That's amazing. Yeah. And what age group of kids are able to benefit from these classes?
Yeah, our art classes range from 12 to 18-year-olds.
Wow.
So it's a nice range. And then our music classes range from 9 to about 13, 14.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
And the artists who are able to have this space for their own work, they're mostly local.
They are. This year we had 27 people apply for four studios.
Wow.
Which was our largest, it was a huge increase. Last year we had 13, this year 27.
It's a big bump up, more than
bump.
Double.
Yeah, so
congratulations.
I think we're really making a big difference in the community, and we're being seen as sort of a lift to emerging artists and an outlet.
I agree. So you're supporting, you know, independent artists, but also kids and getting into the arts. It's amazing.
Yeah, and it's a multi-generational program that we've created, and having a wonderful cafe there. Every day you see the artists, you see the students, you see curators and directors coming in and meeting with these artists and hopefully giving them other venues to showcase their work too. So it's been amazing to help nurture this place.
Yeah, it really is something. And did you mention, I know you said the new residents will be starting soon, moving in soon, but how long do they get to keep the space?
They're there for 1 year.
For a full year?
Yeah.
That's a
big
deal. Big
deals. And they have 24/7 access.
You know,
we had one artist this year who was there until 3, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Amazing.
Working, and it was just wonderful to see the space being used at all hours of the day.
Yeah, it really is something. Definitely check out Norwalk Art Space, and of course go to their website, norwalkartspace.org. It is always such a pleasure, Duvian, to talk to you and hear more about what's happening. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure being with you. So,
I mean, I always get to end Norwalk on a very, very wonderful note. You know, I love the arts and I love what you guys do at the Norwalk Art Space. So thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for the support.
And we are wrapping up our Norwalk stop for the WICC Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. But don't worry, we will be back next week. We are headed to Shelton. We're going to be at the Plaza Diner. Make sure you catch up on anything you missed this morning on our podcast at voiceofct.com. I'm Melissa Shekatoff. See you soon.